Just wait and see. Don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by. Watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea. Don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends. Gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my freedom, God's only son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the third and final hour, your Defending Fathers. Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. This Thursday, August 13th, 2026 edition. Got a text message earlier this morning from Patriot Mike. Let's see. Where did he go? Just had him pulled up. Let's see. Oh, there he is. Okay. Good news about portions of the National Firearms Act being ruled unconstitutional. And new Attorney General Todd Blanche letting the 7-day stay expire that the federal judge put in place. Feds still have 53 days to appeal, but I think the Trump administration has come out to say that it will not be appealed. This removes the National Firearms Act restrictions, which was restricting short-barreled rifles, short-barreled shotguns, and suppressors. These restrictions have been in place since 1934. All the other federal rules for firearms from 1968 still are in place. In Michigan, there will be some issues to sort out, especially when it comes to suppressors. But overall, this is a really good thing for the Second Amendment. Thank you, Donald J. Trump. So, yes, thanks, Mike, for bringing that to my attention. I saw the headline on that, but I didn't get time to read the story this morning prepping for the show. Definitely, definitely, definitely greatly appreciate it. Officer Rick, yes, that's Don from Livingston. Great. He said Don's a great guy. Yep, he's been a loyal listener ever since Wham Radio days. Nick Wallace, JT Construction. Oh, man, shoulder problems are rough. I was flat on my back in a recliner for 6 weeks after I had mine repaired. That was 25 years ago. And the one that was repaired works better than my other one. So sorry, man. Know how you feel. Biggest thing that just ticked me off. Everything was going fine. I started lifting a little bit, starting to especially focus on the biceps and the tris and the chest. And it was something as stupid as picking up a 40-pound bag of dog food with my right arm. Costco, picked it up with both hands to put it into the cart, but I missed the cart. It moved on me when I started to put the bag in there. So what did I do? The bag goes down to the floor, doesn't break open or anything. So I used my left hand to stabilize the cart, bent over and picked up the 40-pound bag with my right hand and lifted it up to put it into the cart. And right then I felt this hot, searing pain in my shoulder. I think that's when I tore the rotator cuff right off the shoulder joint. How stupid was that? Well, can't go back and change it. Just got to deal with it and fix it. Short break. We'll be right back.
The Iron Pig on Old 27 South across from Otsego Lake is open for breakfast 7 days a week from 8 to 11. Sundays from 8 to 2 with a sumptuous breakfast buffet on the weekends. With golf season open, Iron Pig has room for any size golf group, or bring our delicious menu and legendary barbecue to your group. Either way, the Iron Pig has the team and location to make your up north dining experience truly memorable. Visit Iron Pig Smokehouse on Facebook, where we are always announcing new events and menu additions.
Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey wants to ask you a question. Have you exercised your Second Amendment rights lately? Well, if you haven't, get on over to Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey and talk to the old gun doctor about purchasing your next firearm, whether that be a concealed carry firearm or maybe an AR-15, perhaps an AK-47, or even just an old lever action. The gun doctor also works on every kind of firearm except maybe an Abrams tank. So you know your baby's in good hands. Curtis Gunsmithin. Call 231-838-5571.
If you have pain in your neck, back, shoulders, elbows, wrists, hands, hips, knees, or feet, Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic deep tissue laser treatment for you. This technology relieves pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience fast robotic deep tissue laser pain relief at a special price. Call us Monday through Wednesday to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. Slim Fast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days without any exercising. Then I met Missy of My Pure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com. Follow my journey with Missy and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
Hi, this is Mitchell Lipton, owner of the W Tax Group. We founded our company with a mission statement: to treat our clients like family and help with your tax problems like they were our own. Call us for a free consultation. Tell us about yourself and your tax problems so we can work together to make your life better for you and your family. Again, for a free consultation, call us at 855-346-1788. That's 855-346-1788.
Got on board a westbound 747. Didn't think before deciding.
Hey everybody, welcome back into the show. Second segment of hour number three. Couple of text messages back and forth, even a voicemail from Robert. You need to go to the store and get a bag of smarts. Yeah, that's right. What I should have done is, you know, the shopping carts, how they have that lower platform. What I should have done is put my foot on that lower part and then use both hands to pick up the 40-pound bag of dog food. Or better yet, while I was on the ground, I could have just slid it on the bottom of the cart. Duh. I was thinking about the barcode and being able to scan it on checkout and then lift it out of the cart into the vehicle out in the parking lot. Rather pick it up from the cart than down below. But yeah, dummy, put your foot on the cart, hold it in place with your foot, then use both arms and pick it up. 20 pounds each arm, no problem. 40 pounds with the replaced shoulder, not smart. Don't do it. Nick says, yeah, you learn how to be ambidextrous, but you're going to have to deal with it now. Yep. Anyway, reverse shoulder after a total full shoulder. Now they do what's called a reverse. They take out the ball and socket and they put in this other thing. I don't get it. But all I know is it can never be fixed again with a total. Once you do reverse shoulder, it's done. That's the way she'll be until I die. So great information now that I know. Let's see. One of the other things. Oh, tonight, 7 o'clock, county conventions all across the state of Michigan for the Republican Party. Every county party has a county convention tonight at 7 o'clock. So make sure you set your alarms on your houses because people will know we're not home. So make sure they don't break into your house while you're at county convention. Let's see. Where is that one? No, don't have that one either. Okay. Let's get to Lansing, see what's going on there. Have to reset this. No, that is yesterday's. Where is today's? I had it pulled up. Where did it go? Oh, there it is. Folks, I only got 47 tabs open, so I apologize. I got to find these tabs. Quote of the day, yesterday afternoon after filing the lawsuit. Kevin Kievsky, attorney for Bridgewater Township Clerk Michelle McQueer, who is suing the state over rules mandating that she delete her digital poll book 7 days after the election when the federal government does not require that records be destroyed until 22 months have passed. A clerk should never have to choose which law to break. So again, we're going to have Kevin Kievsky on tomorrow from 11:30 to 11:50. And find out all the details. Breaking story I reported on from a post from John James this morning. House Oversight Chairman Jay DeBoyer, Republican from Clay, St. Clair County, is said to be U.S. Congressman John James' pick for lieutenant governor. After Macomb County Chair Gus Gunham shared the news at a nominating convention planning last night. Michigan Republican Party's 10th Congressional District Caucus met to prepare for the party's August 22nd nominating convention in Mount Pleasant. At the end of the meeting, which was attended by dozens of people, held at John James' campaign office in Sterling Heights, Gunham signaled that DeBoyer was aligned to be James' lieutenant governor pick. under that situation, the Macomb County and St. Clair County Republicans could be in a position to help pick DeBoyer's replacement on the ballot for the 63rd House District. There we go. There's clarification I was looking for. The two county parties that DeBoyer represents in the 63rd House District, parts of Macomb and St. Clair counties, would work together to find his replacement on the ballot for November 3rd general election. Public announcement is expected to take place today, Thursday. He would need to clear the Republican convention in Mount Pleasant the weekend after next. The call into DeBoyer was not returned. If DeBoyer was, in fact, offered and opted to accept the lieutenant governor nomination, he would not be able to continue seeking re-election to the 63rd State House seat. The parties of Macomb and St. Clair counties would be required to come together to select a replacement candidate for DeBoyer's seat. This is exactly what was done back when then-State Representative Brian Kelly was tapped by former Governor Rick Snyder to be his lieutenant governor candidate 16 years ago. It would also make 2026 the first time since 1978 that the Republicans do not have a woman on the top of the statewide ticket. This is going to be all men running on November 3rd. Joy DeBoyer could help John James repair relationships with the grassroots faction of the party, which has grown further skeptical of him when he did not participate in the majority of primary debates and forums. Also, DeBoyer, as the former St. Clair County clerk, has not shied away from scrutinizing Michigan's election operations. His oversight panel has been openly skeptical and used to challenge state government in general, including the Secretary of State's office in particular. Last May, the House voted to hold Benson in civil contempt for declining to fully comply with previous subpoenas asking for election training documents. The vote came after DeBoyer, as chair of the House Election Integrity Committee's chair, Rochelle Smith, asked for a subpoena from DeBoyer based on numerous attempts to get the information from Jocelyn Benson regarding the 2024 election rules. DeBoyer, a Clay Republican, is a second-term member and chief lieutenant in the House Republican leadership team. He was St. Clair County clerk for 12 years, beginning back in 2011, when he was selected by the 31st Circuit Court judges to fill the unexpired term of Marilyn Dunn. He was elected to a four-year term as Clay Township supervisor back in 2008. So, basically, he understands township government as a supervisor. He understands elections, being the St. Clair County clerk for 12 years, and now holds a very prominent role in the state House of Representatives. Knows local, county, and state government. DeBoyer, lifelong resident of St. Clair County, graduated from Algonac High School in 1988. He attended St. Clair Community College from 1989 to 1990, when he then started a small business owner, which he has owned since 1994. They specialize in engineered lumber. He's married and has two adult children. So, again, I'm voting for Jay DeBoyer to be the next lieutenant governor. And the only way we get that is if John James is the governor. In other news regarding John James, gubernatorial nominee John James came out yesterday and said he would seek to bar transgender girls from participating in girls' school sports in Michigan, framing the issue as one of fairness and safety for high school athletics as they get underway in his statewide campaign. James's campaign pointed to three Michigan school districts currently under investigation by the U.S. Department of Education's Office for Civil Rights over alleged Title IX violations involving transgender students. The campaign also criticized the Michigan High School Athletic Association for not changing its policies following recent U.S. Supreme Court rulings involving state laws restricting transgender participation in girls' sports. James said, "Modern leftists are advocating for a position where biological men can dominate biological women. I fundamentally have a problem with that. It's not a matter of tradition. It's a matter of safety and fairness." The campaign contrasted James's position with Democratic gubernatorial nominee Jocelyn Benson, arguing she has declined to support restrictions on transgender athletes in girls' competition. James said that if elected governor, he would work to ensure girls compete against other girls and would seek policies governing both athletic competition and locker room access. Excellent. Excellent position, John James, to have and to be making this a campaign issue. Let's see, what was that next story? Where did that one go? Man, I can't believe. Oh, there it is. Yeah, there it is. I'm going to pull this up, and we're going to talk about it after the break. Getting into some more rigorous rulings and statements regarding the Line 5 tunnel permit, where the state's roadblocks still remain. United States Army Corps of Engineers approved a key federal permit for Enbridge Energy Line 5 tunnel, despite acknowledging environmental and cultural impacts. We're going to get into this, into the weeds specifically on this story. Bottom of the hour news break of hour number 3. We'll be right back.